It's 10 a.m. and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Amanda Huynh with Tiffany Kalanikos and Matthew Mitchell. In the weather, it's cloudy, gray, and 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. The Toronto housing market sees a drop in sales. Leafs lose to the Ottawa Senators last night in their last home game. The third annual Feminist Porn Awards are being held at the Gladstone Hotel tonight. Now to our top story. Despite a rise in temperatures, Toronto's housing market is cooling down. Yesterday, the Toronto Real Estate Board reported a 22% drop in sales last month from March 2007. The downward trend started at the beginning of the year, with moderate drops in both January and February. No one could have predicted the sudden freefall. Realtors blamed the weather, pointing fingers at the snowiest winter to hit Toronto in years. They also suggest the Toronto land transfer tax and a lack of listings are to blame. And after one of the snowiest winters, this may come as a little too late for commuters, but there are plans to extend the PATH system. The new tunnel would be dug from Union Station under York Street and connect to the business district. This proposal from city planners is meant to alleviate a forecasted increase in foot traffic. Currently, just under 20,000 people flow out of Union Station into the PATH system during peak hours. It is estimated by 2021 the number will jump by 4,000 people. Immigrants from other countries refer to Canada as a land of opportunities, but for one immigrant from the Philippines, this belief has slightly changed. Sharman Hosanani reports.
Ellen Cruz is 33 years old. She immigrated to Canada almost a year ago in March 2007. She came on a two-year work visa as a private nurse for the elderly. She says she came to live in Canada in hopes for a better future. Her family and friends told her that this country offers many jobs quickly. Like most immigrants new to the country, Cruz has also had to return to school while she works. That's despite the fact that she already has a Bachelor of Science. She says this makes her feel frustrated.
At back home before, I'm thinking that it's wonderful and people say that it's a nice place, a lot of jobs and nice people. But then I told you the first time that I came here, it's like for me it's not true.
Cruz learned English as a second language in the Philippines. She says being able to communicate is important, especially when you don't have the help of family and friends.
It's hard to find a job here if you don't have any education, especially you don't know how to speak English. So they should have to learn, speak English, and have more education.
Cruz says that she is still optimistic about her career goals. To live here, she says you must always work hard and have a lot of patience before you can reach your dreams. Sharman Hassaniani, Centennial College Radio News.
A new animal protection legislation introduced by Queen's Park yesterday is said to be the toughest in the country. But the Humane Society complains the legislation is all bark and no bite. They say government officials ignored the recommendations when making changes to the provincial animal cruelty legislation. This meant the oversight of key points, according to the Humane Society, this includes the creation of a province-wide standard for animal care. And in an ironic twist, what are you having for dinner tonight? If you were one of the lucky hundreds who lined up outside Noso Talho meat markets yesterday, the answer is chicken. Jose Lima is the 52-year-old butcher who won over $14 million in the lottery last week. He handed out nearly 28,000 kilos of chicken legs as a way of passing on his good fortune. He also gave 50 employees at his brother's meat markets $5,000 each. And that's all, and that's the latest news. Now here's Tiffany with the sports.
Thanks, Amanda, and good morning, everyone. It wasn't a good night to be wearing blue and whites. The Toronto Maple Leafs lost last night 8-2 to the Senators. To make matters worse, the Buds were without their captain, Matt Sundin. Sundin announced Wednesday that he's done for the season because of a groin injury. The final home game of the season was played to a packed Air Canada Center. Although Leafs fans know that their team's playoff hopes are as dead as they looked in this game. The Senators look to clinch their playoff spot tomorrow night when they play the Boston Bruins. In other hockey news, you do not want to mess with Team Canada forward Hayley Wickenheiser. She was ranked 20th on Sports Illustrated's list of the 25 toughest athletes. This is just another honor for Wickenheiser's stellar career. She was also the first woman to play a position other than goalie for a professional men's team. She's best known for leading Canada's national women's team to hockey team gold in 2002. Well, it may not feel like summer outside just yet, but the boys of summer are back from their stint in Dunedin. After a 3-2 loss to the New York Yankees Thursday night, the Jays will host the Boston Red Sox in their home opener. The first pitch will be thrown at 7:15 at the Rogers Center. If you can't make it downtown, you can watch the game on Sportsnet. Well, it's going to be a busy night in downtown Toronto. The Raptors host the Charlotte Bobcats tonight at the ACC. Chris Bosh and the boys will try to finish the season strong with only 7 games left. The Raps have already clinched a spot in the postseason. Tip-off's at 7. The struggling Toronto FC will try to get their first win of the season this weekend. The boys in red will play DC United in Washington this Saturday. The FC are trying to improve their record from last season, where they set an MLS record with the most losses in a row with 12. Catch the game on Rogers Sportsnet at 7:30. The city championships for high school volleyball are in full swing, and teams from around the GTA are vying for top honors. Riverdale CI and East York played a host game, played host to some high-flying semifinal matchups today. One of them was a heartbreaker for a team that was expected to come out on top. Our own Will Masgay has this report.
This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News. The heavily favored Sir Oliver Mowat senior girls have suffered a devastating loss at the hands of the home team, Riverdale Raiders. The girls have known nothing next to victory all year, but today's heartbreaker has not only left the girls in shock and awe, but put an end to their up-until-now terrific season. So what was the reason for the downfall of the squad? Rebecca Glancy, who had led the 8-1 team all season, is down in Nevada playing in a tournament this week. One of Mowat's Gales, Alana Filer, had this to say before the game.
So we really want to win today because our star player is away.
Glancy and her club team, the Durham Attack, finished 13th out of an 89-team field in the Las Vegas Classic, an annual tournament hosted by the Southern California Volleyball Association. But her school team didn't fare as well today. The Gales just lost their semifinal matchup to Riverdale 2-0. The first set was a blowout, which Riverdale won 25-13. But in the second set, Mowat bounced back and took an early lead, keeping the scoring tight till the end. Yet it wasn't enough to hold the Raiders at bay, who won 25-21. The girls went into the playoffs, ranked first in their division, but today's defeat put an end to their season. In the first set, the girls made some crucial mistakes and fell behind early. Riverdale scored 8 points, and by the time Mowat answered back, it was too late. They sat in a deficit that couldn't be overcome. Mowat seemed to be a new team when they stepped onto the court in the second set. They were quicker, more agile, and better organized. According to coach Susan Underwood,
"We missed our big girl.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But otherwise, I thought we played much better in the second."
They kept control of the ball and the score, only losing the lead once before they were ultimately surpassed at the 20-point mark. After stepping off the court in the second set, Phyla gave a simple explanation for the team's poor performance.
"We actually are better than them, but..."
The girls simply didn't play that way this afternoon. Despite their renewed energy in the second set, they couldn't hash it against a Raiders team that was charged up by their home crowd. They were outworked, outskilled, and outplayed. Not only did Glancy's absence today leave a hole in their roster, but in their hearts as well. They missed a tried and tested leader. Without her, the Gales simply weren't the same. This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News, signing off.
And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here's Matt with all the buzz from Tinseltown.
Thanks, Tiffany, and hi, everyone. The Feminist Porn Awards are tonight. They're down at the Gladstone Hotel on Queen Street West. This is the 3rd annual show. It celebrates porn that isn't degrading to women. Feminist porn also tends to be better written than most adult films. Unfortunately, the show is sold out. So is a feminist porn screening tomorrow. An award-winning Toronto poet has managed to be intellectual, erotic, and even bestial all in a single performance at Toronto's Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern. Stephen Humphrey reports.
Please welcome Angela Rawlings.
Toronto's long-running Art Bar Poetry Series is known for being eclectic. One of their featured poets was Angela Rawlings. She's a thinking poet's poet, but she's also a performer. She knows how to reach an audience.
Wolves. The low noise of the noise, wolves howl, wolves overwhelm the tree line, wolves know the moon, their silhouettes, wolves, wolves, who will howl, wolves' moist souls, their sonowolfish wolves, with their noses, noises, no wolves, wo-ho-holes, wo-wo-woo!
I was thinking a little bit too around
around these, you know, these arch literary themes of man versus nature, man versus man versus the supernatural. So kind of thinking about this versus thing and a tendency to use the pronouns in English anyway as a signifier of ownership or of possession. Starting to think about, you know, like, this is my tree, this is my garden, this is my dog, this is like that.
So sorry, a two-year-old logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Rowling's new poem has the working title Ecology. She hopes to spit it into a piece for many voices with her performance troupe, Theater Co-Mutiny.
Wow. 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 Thank you.
This is Stephen Humphrey of the Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern in Toronto.
Naomi Campbell is in trouble again. The English supermodel was arrested yesterday because she's believed to have spit on a police officer. It happened at Heathrow Airport in London. She was released on bail this morning. This isn't the first time Campbell's landed in hot water. Last year, she pled guilty to throwing a cell phone at a maid. She had to do community service for that one. She was also ordered to take anger management. Remember, folks, it's Friday, and that means new movies. This week, we have Leatherhead, starring George Clooney and Renee Zellweger. It's a comedy. There's also Shine a Light. It's a documentary about the Rolling Stones. Directing legend Martin Scorsese took the helm for this one. If you like fantasy, there's also family flick Nims Island. If horror is more your thing, go see The Ruins. And that's all from me. Let's send it back to Amanda for the wrap.
Thanks, Matthew. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.